I walked the floor all night.
Oh, you know, you get a new house and new furniture. Oh, I know.
I just thought I'd died and gone there.
We can all understand that. Yeah.
Especially living on top of a chicken house.
Yeah.
This would be
quite a change.
Two kids up there.
Oh my gosh. One thing we wanted to ask Corky about was the 19. Do you mind if I put this over here just so I can? I don't want to miss anything. So this is just picking up your voice.
The 62 storm. Did you get water up here?
Just barely.
Just barely.
Here he comes.
Cork.
Hi.
Oh, good morning. This is Lisa and
Jan.
Jan.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. We're admiring your house.
Yeah, you want to take my blood pressure? Or
We're not going to do any of that. We're not going to give you any pills.
Nope, sorry.
We're not capable.
He's got dip in the candy dish.
We have to have that done to us. Well, it's very nice to meet you both. I'm Lisa Cannon. As I said, this is Jan McKinnon. And I'll just remind you, we're with the library. And the library has a group of people who are interviewing folks from Chincoteague just about their memories and stories and anything that they would like to talk about. And so then we're saving all these tapes and stories so that other people can read about them.
You ask and I'll talk answer.
Okay. All right. And I'm just going to say for the tape recorder that this is Friday, August 31st, and Jan and I are interviewing Mr. and Mrs. Collins. And we thank them both very much for their time. So... let me just ask you, were you born here on the island, Corky?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And your parents, were they Tigers too?
They were born on Chincoteague.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I know Collins is a name that goes back. I know there were some lighthouse keepers who were Collinses. Was that part of your family, do you know?
Well, yeah, all of them, just about all of them, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They've all gone, they've all moved away.
Yeah.
Me and my two sons.
Uh-huh. And your sister.
I don't mean the only Collins left on here, I mean, now.
But you're the only Collins left, uh-huh.
All the rest have moved north along the South along and Norfolk.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
After the storm and,
yeah.
After the more storm.
The storm of 62? Well, your wife was just telling us that you were, when you first got married, you were raising chickens over on Taylor Street. Did the storm?
No, the storm was when we come down here.
Okay, mm-hmm. We were here by
the storm took care of all. It was over 2 million chickens raised a year on this island, and the storm took care of all of them.
Yeah.
No chickens raised after that. Well, just like it was chicken houses on this street, chicken houses on the other street, and well, mine was on Taylor Street. Mm-hmm. I had two big chicken houses.
Mm. I've heard it said that some of the motels have taken the old structure of the old chicken houses.
Yeah.
And renovated, is that true? Nodding your head like, well, because I heard it was third hand.
Yeah, the,
and I didn't even know it was true.
The one on Mylock Boulevard, the Seahawk. They were chicken houses.
Ah.
Remodeled. And on Willow Street, the...
Conquins.
Name of them, huh?
Conquins.
Oh, the seashell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, really? That was chicken houses, too? Seashell does look like that. And you know the other one that looks like it is Sunrise. I'm not sure if that's, that was one. But the Sunrise up on Chicken City looks like a little chicken house.
I sold mine and they burned it down after the fall.
Okay.
And my mother had, she had two more, her brother.
Oh. Okay.
She sold him to burn him. It was just what a good friend it's like.
That was after the storm, you're saying, when they burned him. So. People, did the storm, I know the storm killed the chickens. Did it wash away the houses too, or damaged?
No.
No, it just killed the birds.
Well, a few of them washed away.
Yeah.
The chicken houses, I mean, four of the homes, mm-hmm. It was not the more storm, but one before that.
In 36.
Oh, yes, right. Now, I know there have been other storms too, right? Mm-hmm. 1936, yeah. And 33 there was one too, I think.
Had one storm blew one house over, I mean, it killed a little baby.
Yes, right, I remember that, yeah.
And some chicken houses on North Main Street, mm-hmm. Forced them away.
Did people not go back to the chicken business after the storm because they just were afraid another storm would come and the same thing, or it was just too expensive to buy new chickens?
See, the chicken business was, when it first started, mm-hmm. People went into it themselves. They bought their own chickens, mm-hmm. And they bought their own feed, and then it got so that it had to be a co-op, you know, the big feed companies, they took over, and you put chickens in, and you raise them for so much. And they give that up. They couldn't stand.
Oh, okay. So the people in Chincoteague, it was out of their hands, mm-hmm. By that time. The companies decided
what to do.
They didn't want to reinvest in that.
Uh-huh. Wasn't worth their while.
Mm-hmm. Lisa had told me earlier that you were involved with the fire department. Through your life?
Oh, yes.
The fire department? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did the fire department have a role in the 1962 storm cleaning up and helping, or? Did they help with the cleanup after the storm?
No, everybody did.
He's still the fire company.
I know.
Oh, look at that.
To the carnival this year.
Really?
We'll have to hear all about the fire department now. That's a whole new story.
Before coming, everybody helped clean up. I mean,
okay.
He's got it. I'm
letting him know.
With 4 pounds of medals.
Jan and I are looking at Commonwealth of Virginia General Assembly, House Joint Resolution number 404, commending Carlton W. Collins Sr. for member, and it goes on and on, a member of the Chincoteague Volunteer Fire Company for more than 70 years.
Pump operator and driver for the engines. Worked at the fire company's annual carnival.
Wow.
Serving ice cream.
Go damn.
You served ice cream.
It says, as the years have passed, he has seen great advances in firefighting vehicles and other first response equipment.
Wonderful.
He drove damn months for years.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. That takes such
long.
We got to go look, Jan. We got to go see.
I put him up. I really don't want
but I do it for him.
I know.
I like it.
Yeah, that's very nice. Very pretty. So that's the one we're doing the best.
It's still laying all right. You're going to have to get that in the green. But Michael's. Now, who?
That's my mom, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Dave is my mom.
Yeah.
just like we were going to do anything. And this is, I love this house. It's so lovely. Well, we saw all your commendations there.
Yeah, we would be to move this or something, and the Carlos would blow. And he was gone, and a lot of times it was on the mainland, and I had to take the two kids and walk clear up Taylor Street, get home.
Oh, now, you lost me there. It was, you mean the fire was on the mainland, or you were on the mainland?
The fire
was on the mainland.
It was on the mainland a lot.
So our fire company here in Chicoutique
went to the mainland?
Went to the mainland to help.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
I know about all of it was mainland.
Mm-hmm.
We go two, three times a day more.
Really?
It was only Pocomoke and Parkland and Chantilly, Candace.
Oh.
And they had to take care of all of it.
I didn't realize that. So there was no new church?
No.
Didn't have?
No, Bonnet, new church. And block, something
all
there. They got 20-something else.
Yes. Isn't that interesting? I never heard that before. Yeah. Well, then you were busy, plus anything that happened here on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, is there an experience you had that stands out in your mind as very scary, or you weren't sure what was going to happen?
Oh, you don't know what... You didn't know what was going on, and so no radio, see, no communication
right.
at all.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing you knew when you got to the farmhouse, the first one there answered the telephone, and the telephone operator, told him why it was. Mm-hmm. Didn't know what it was.
Oh, really? They didn't.
And you didn't know what it was until you got home.
Mm-hmm.
And now they know pretty well. What
yes.
going
yeah, to. That's interesting, right.
And we didn't have it too far. You know. Uh-huh. One of them was old, or chain.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that we went to mainland all the time mm-hmm. didn't have any cab on. She was just had a windshield.
Oh my gosh. Hmm.
And when it was freezing weather,
mm.
I mean, the ones that were gliding, mm-hmm. they'd get up on top and throw the coats over so that, you know, mm-hmm. for to keep warm.
Oh my gosh.
And the one driving, they had sheepskin gloves, sheepskin mm-hmm. jacket, mm-hmm. goggles, and not like you were going to the moors.
Yeah.
But that's the way it was.
Something.
I mean, there's no doors on, so the air just blows right around.
Mm-hmm.
And we had colder winters than we had now.
I've heard that so often, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we done all right. We got by. They got by. They grown. They done good.
Yes,
and
yes.
I was
yes.
proud to be a mother of it. She doesn't like it too much, me being in it. But I was a proud
it's not that I didn't like him, but they come first.
Uh-huh.
He was really in love with it.
Yeah.
Did you work in the carnival as well?
Yeah.
I was in
the auxiliary.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did you do?
Everything.
Whatever was asked?
He used to drive a chicken truck to catch chickens,
mm-hmm.
and I would take that and go to the mainland and carnival and stuff and pick up potatoes mm-hmm. off the farms and mm-hmm. stuff and bring back.
And you, to make for French fries,
mm-hmm.
to cook them? Wow.
Yeah.
So you did all, in those days, you just did all the work yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You couldn't buy the frozen French fries.
The older ladies would sit there nice and peel them. And
oh my gosh. Hmm.
They had three or four or five older ladies would sit down
mm-hmm.
outdoors and peel mm-hmm. them potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to
then
do something.
Then they would cut them like French fries.
Oh, right.
And then the old hens, the old chickens, you know,
yeah.
they went for to make chicken and dumplings and stuff. They had
a penny
a day for that chicken and dumplings.
Yes.
She'd get the chickens. She helped get the chickens and mm. would carry them around to people, and they would clean them.
Mm.
And the It was a lot of work.
Yes, my goodness.
It's a lot of time put in at the power company. I put a money hour in it, and it's all volunteer.
Right, I know.
I drove the ambulance too. I was an ambulance driver. The first ambulance they got was a Pontiac station wagon, 1957, I think it was. And they fixed it in the track and carried people to the hospital and that. So they got Cadillacs, started getting in Cadillacs.
And what hospital did they go to?
Mathematics and yeah. Soul.
Oh, okay, same as now.
Well, we went wherever the doctor sent us. We went to Easy Prairie, we went to Richmond, we went to Norfolk, Portsmouth. Okay. Baltimore and New Jersey and wherever they had to go, we carried them.
But then you didn't call the ambulance and it would come here. Yeah. Like now, it was, you had to have the doctor's orders to go.
I see. No 911.
See, they had one man took care of the ambulance. He was good at it. And it had, well, they had several drivers, not a whole lot of them, but now he would, he'd give us orders. When I call you, don't say, he just tell you who it was and where to go. Mm-hmm. He said, don't ask questions, what this and that and the other about them. Just say yes or no. He said, that's the answer I want. Mm-hmm. That's who we have to tell.
Yeah. So you wouldn't know how far you had to go or what was involved or anything. You just had to commit and
to go.
You had to go.
That was why I was left on the road.
Yeah.
No, we didn't know. I mean, so we got to the houses to pick them up, whether we were in Salisbury, Massachusetts, or Baltimore, or whatever. But
what did they have in the ambulance in those early years for people? Did they have an oxygen tank? Did they have...
Well, there's nobody in the back but the family. Ordinarily, it could have been somebody if it was real bad. Mm-hmm. And whatever they done, they had oxygen tanks, but if they got bad, you'd have to stop and put it on. See.
Yeah.
But ordinarily, you'd have to move it over a ball or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. So... You'd have the driver, but there wouldn't be, they didn't have an EMT in those earlier years. So just a family had to just deal with it.
The family was the EMTs.
Okay. And how would they know what to do?
And if something happened, I was too, or the other driver, we had a little bit of training, so you never had no training like you got now.
Yeah,
it's a good thing they've got that training, because we got no doctor to send them to here.
Right. That's right.
She knows up her time now. I mean, we listen on the scanner. Mm-hmm. I listen to all the, every time they blow, if I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know. It's,
he's still got it in his blood.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell.
I was still left to go. Just like I told them. I was an engineer from the time I went in until they got all this training.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them that if they need me and it's on, just call on that scanner and say, bring us the support truck. So I told them, I can't do it. I can't even get in the power truck. I ain't supposed to get on.
Yeah.
After all that time.
Oh, I know. Well, you must have a record with 70 years. As a fireman, I don't think anyone else.
Well, I tell you, I'm not bragging, but I think I've done a good job.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah, your wife thinks so too. Yeah. Clearly,
and they think so too.
Yeah.
I mean,
they
got my record on me.
Yeah. What do you think it takes to be a good fireman? What are some important qualities that you would have to have as a person?
Well, the only quality we have is what we learned our own self. See, just like I went in 1941, they put me operator, driver, operator. The other things too, see, I didn't do that all the time because somebody else beat me to it. But we had to, every Monday night we had to go drilling and training. Uh-huh. Had to go training every Monday night.
Mm, that's a big commitment.
And we had the chief, I mean them, he was right on to you. I mean, he was, well, they're all good, but yeah. this was the older one.
Who was that, Corky? Who was the fire chief when you started?
When I started, Mr. Eve Jones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a Coast Guard man, too. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he was a volunteer, too? Was he, or was that a paid job?
No.
He was, everybody was.
We're no paid.
No paid. Uh-huh.
Ain't never been no paid, mm-hmm. that I know of. Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to make sure I understood that.
It's all volunteer.
So the chief would watch your training every week, make sure you were.
Yeah, we had assistant chief stuff to do. Yeah. And
So I was asking about what kind of personality does it take to be a good fireman? You said you have to rely on yourself.
Dedication.
Yeah.
All I know is when that whistle blows, go. Mm-hmm. And you know you had to go, or you should go, because somebody's in trouble. And you figure somebody's in trouble, and you got to help all you can. Mm-hmm. So that's that whole equality. I mean, try to be a good person, a good personality. And they all seem to like me, mm-hmm. and all the people on St. Tate, I knew all of them.
Yeah.
He can go down to the meatland, and don't matter how many is ahead of him, those girls wait on him first.
Oh, I think you've earned that.
You can go to the doctor's office and holler, oh, here's Corky's boyfriend.
See, I put 8.5 years in NASA Fire Department. I went over there in 65, stayed there 8.5 years.
Oh, my goodness. That's something I never thought about. They have their own fire.
That's crash and rescue, they over there. Mm-hmm. Had to go to school for that.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there was a lot of training then going to that school. You had to go in a burning airplane. They had all that.
Did you ever, were you ever injured yourself, or did you ever have any?
Not going to 904, I don't remember.
No, so you never had any injury yourself or any accident?
Uh-huh. I've had all kind of injuries.
Yeah, but not related to the fire
related.
I've
had 16 operations.
Oh my goodness.
I think he's trying to break the record.
Seem to be someone who likes to do that.
Make records.
I had two broken arms, two broken hips. Oh my gosh. It was fun when he had two broken arms.
At the same time?
At the same time.
These arteries in your neck, you go to your brain. Mm-hmm. Both them's operated on. Mm. Both eyes is operated on.
Well, you're doing pretty well.
That's tender loving care.
In 57, I had to go to Wilson Hospital in Philadelphia. Mm. I had both of them operated. If I hadn't gone there, I would have been blind, so you said. Mm-hmm. Mm. And then I've had cataract operation.
Yes, yeah. How did you break both your arms at the same time?
I was working on a house, and I fell off the wheel. I thought I could fly.
Gosh, that must be tough.
It was It was a tough one.
You had a very good nurse here, I think.
It was a tough one for her. Yeah. Listen, when you got both arms like this. Yeah.
You're helpless.
You're helpless. Right. I mean, you can't do nothing. You can't feed yourself. But still, when you think about it, here all of us have two broken arms. Well, here's somebody else with both arms are gone. Mm-hmm. So always somebody worse than you are.
That's so true. Yeah, that's very true.
Always somebody worse than you.
What do you think has changed about Shinkatig? What is something that you miss from the old days? Can you think of anything that...
I would like it in the old days. I would like for Shinkatig to go back just like it was. No beach.
Oh.
No beach, nothing, just Shinkatig. Mm.
Mm-hmm. No beach, no tourists.
See, it's not helped us a bit. It's hurt us because it's cost us more money. I get nothing from the tourists. Mm-hmm. But you can't stop progress. And so that's the way things go. I mean, hotel.
When you used to go to the beach, you would have to go.
T-shirts.
Down to Deep Hole and go and walk through marshes and the mosquitoes eating you up to get to the beach.
To get across to Assateague, to this side of Assateague. Mm-hmm. Right.
Go from Deep Hole over to Assateague?
Yeah.
Oh, where I live on Deep Hole.
Where? We would leave from... up the Deep Hole Reeds.
Where the really, I understand there's a really deep hole there, is that true?
Yeah.
You would know, Mr. Cole.
Yeah. And take the boat, just sail across there.
Okay.
And leave her there and walk through all these marshes and run, try to get rid of the mosquitoes and drag lunches.
To actually get to the surf, all the way to the surf.
Yeah.
That would be quite a trip. I can see that, yeah.
If we did walk, while we went on to the beach, as we got on Assateague, it would be about a mile we had to walk through the marshes. You wouldn't walk in any water. You might have washed the wall might be a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you're walking through it, and mosquitoes.
Mm. I can
imagine. Eat you up.
Well, the bridge now is coming up on its 50th celebration.
Yeah.
So did that change? Now could go over the bridge rather than going through Deep Hole and bridge changed a lot of things.
Yes. See where the bridge is, that's where we would have to leave this side and go across and walk from there where the bridge is clear over to the ocean.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But now you could go walk across the bridge or?
You can take the bridge and you're...
Yeah, you're there.
If we didn't have the bridge and the tourist industry, what would people do on Shinkatig? Could the men still make enough of a living from being watermen? Or I always felt that tourism was necessary because the oysters, the clams, the crabs just wasn't enough anymore. Is that correct or not, do you think?
Well, it wasn't no tourists. It was just a few tourists.
Right.
But after they built this bridge here, they come over in 21.
Yeah.
They built that bridge. They had a lot of people come here fishing.
Yes. And the causeway.
And stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. They had, maybe, later years, they had a few motels, not little small ones. Mm-hmm. And boarding houses or rims, but he wouldn't know nothing like it is now. Just that traffic we got. The Shinkatig people got along. They got along good. The business they had, just like chicken business and oyster business and clam business. Her father was in the oyster business.
Uh-huh.
Down on that dock where that motel is.
Yes, I can remember a time when there were more.
We called them shucking house. They had 24 people holding an oyster to get up there and buy them.
Oh my gosh.
And He done that.
Now, what was your maiden name?
Justice. But it seemed like when the younger grays started growing up, they left from home, go somewhere else, go mm-hmm. to college, and mm-hmm. stay. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's been a problem for small towns everywhere, yeah. I guess. Rural areas, right.
Years ago, they had the seafood. See, they had scallops. They had plenty of scallops here. They caught them right up the bay here. Mm-hmm. And they had scallop houses, the open scallops. Yeah. And people would go get them and bring them home with tubfuls and own them and carry them back to the... But they had this here grass, they call it. Crabgrass or what?
Eelgrass.
Eelgrass, they had it so thick that it would stop their motor. They couldn't run their motor.
Yeah.
And people, well, I'm just saying what I've heard. Mm-hmm. The people cussed it. Wanted to go to leave, and it left, and the scallops left. Uh-huh. The scallops grew in there.
Right, I've heard a little bit about that, yeah.
Uh-huh. But the oyster business and the clam business stayed until 1965, something like that, 63.
Are there any shucking houses on the island now?
Oh, we had plenty of them on here.
We had a lot then, and your father had...
But
are there any now?
No.
Nobody's doing it now?
No.
Not even that one that I
passed
by Chicken City, there's a
building that says... I think they do open some more streets.
Some.
And McGee, down by...
On the east side?
Yeah, down the Ridge Road, side road. McGee, yeah, they open some. But the oysters comes from somewhere else.
Okay.
They get a few sent to the oysters. Mm-hmm. But most of them come from Louisiana and Texas. West Coast, all around. They're still sent to the oysters. They call them sent to
the oysters. Yeah, and they're the best. Were you a waterman?
Me? No. I've never done much work on the water.
No.
I only with my daddy on the boats. He had freight boats. He had big boats, and he hauled oysters from James River up here, and people planted them. And they done from Bridgeport, Connecticut, here. And I went with him on his boat.
Oh, that must have been fun.
Oh, it's...
I know it's hard work.
That's a long ways on a little boat. They're a little boat now, called the what boats they got, but... Mm-hmm.
What type of boat was it? What would you call his type of boat? A freight?
Freight boat.
A buy boat. That's what it
is. Buy boat to buy oysters.
Yeah.
You go to James River and buy oysters and bring them up here. Mm-hmm. And then they had, most of the oysters was planted in Chantilly Bay, which come from, they call it down the bay, down around Exmoor, all them bays. The people would go to leave Monday morning with a boat with a monitor. A monitor is, you know, with this thing behind the boat, like a barge.
Yeah.
And they would go down Monday morning, and they'd work down there the whole weekend. They come back weekend, and they'd plant them out here in the bay.
I see. Hmm.
And then it'd take a year or two for them to grow.
And did your father harvest too, or was he just the buyer? Did he harvest?
I went in. He took me in the last couple years, so he took me in with him. And we had oysters planted, and bought them and planted them, and had people take them up. I mean, they could get bought other people's oysters too, but you get them right in. Mm-hmm. And we planted a 1,000 bushel monster, and we planted them. And the next to the last year, at 1,000 bushel. They growed, and we took them about 2,000 bushel.
Mm.
Made good money.
Yeah.
And the next year after that, we planted them and never got a horse or none of the dead shells. The MSX.
Yeah.
The MSX got into horsers and killed them all.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible, isn't it?
So he got out of the horse. I went to work base, and he went to work base. And they took care of the horse business.
Yeah. But they're coming back some, it seems. There seem to be a little bit better harvest, but...
I don't understand you too good. I'm on the move.
Coming back. The oysters are coming back.
Coming back. The only kind of oysters you get, you know, is when you grow their own self.
Yes,
you know,
right, yeah.
They grow them on floats.
Yes, right.
And that's...
Yeah.
I mean, right here, no, Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah.
Maybe they're growing something now.
Mm-hmm. Has your church community been important to you in your life? Has that been something, your church, has your church been important in your life here in the
Real region? Important.
Yeah.
More important than
anything. He was late getting started.
And what is your church that you attend?
What's the church?
Allen Baptist.
Church.
Okay.
I mean, that's home all morning, early morning, and late nights, and all
so that. So for the good deed, you have to come down and be in the revival service, all except taking collection. He has to pray and repeat verses.
I mean, I ain't no singer, but I'm talking about when I sing.
Yeah, I had sang two hymns every night.
And I started up to sing hymns, and I like the old-time gospel hymns. I don't like this new fine dangle stuff, I call it. You can't understand the rhythm, you can't understand the words.
Just old-fashioned.
I'm just a little, I was brought up in the church of the family. I brought up old time religion. And I still like it that way.
No, he got up one morning.
I didn't know anything.
I always been in church ever since I can remember my mother dragging me.
Yeah.
And he said, get up and I'll go to church with you. Mm-hmm. He usually stayed home and had dinner warm when I'd come home or something. But so I jumped out of bed and he went and he joined and then we built the new one there because we worked at shirt factory. Even after all the rest of the men went home working on building it, he'd stay till way later. And he has really devoted himself to it.
Aw, that's wonderful. What did you say about the shirt factory?
The t-shirt factory, I would like to...
We started
it over there...
on the Willow Street.
Yeah. Where the bowling alley is.
Where? Crossing the bowling alley?
No, in the bowling alley.
Oh, in the bowling.
Yeah, the same building.
My goodness.
They rented it.
From the Bernsteins, the shirt factory.
I've heard that name. I remember that. No.
They cleaned it all out. I mean, they worked there. I didn't belong to no church then, but I helped them.
Okay. When was that?
And it's
88.
Were they making t-shirts there, or were they making men's
dresses? They made robes. They made robes and shirts.
All kinds of things.
I don't think they made too many t-shirts there.
No, it was a regular shirt.
Yeah.
And you worked there?
When they were changing it, making a church in it.
Yes, okay. So you helped with the renovation.
I worked over making that church change there.
Yes, I get it.
Building classrooms.
Yes, okay.
like I say, I'm no angel. And I don't, I'm not perfect, and nobody is.
That's
no,
right.
No, not one.
That's right.
But I try to live the best life I can live.
Well, it sounds
that's all anybody can do.
That's right.
That's all you can do.
Well, it sounds like you've taken that more seriously than a lot of people do.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very devoted to the community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's got to repeat verses, and then he's got it all combined, and then we got to sing.
Are you still able to go to church?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, that's good. So you can do that. I know Jan and I interviewed someone else last year, and he said he missed sitting out on his porch talking to people. He said in the old days, everyone sat outside, or they sat outside the store. Stores downtown. His wife was teasing him. She said he was a store sitter. And I wasn't sure what that meant.
Oh yeah, they all went
out. And he said he missed that. Now everybody sits inside.
Yeah.
And people don't sit.
And don't visit like we did. Yeah. Don't visit. No, there's two stores out here. Right in the street. They go sit.
You're pointing toward Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
So the stores were actually on Main Street.
Yeah, right across the street.
Where that,
ever see that, see that big yellow building right across the street with the big one in it? That was a store.
Mm-hmm. And right across the alley was
I bought it one time.
Oh.
I bought it and run the grocery store for 9 months.
Oh.
He didn't have
enough.
No.
But it was too much
the store on this side is just the alley. They had sitters. Afternoons and nights. Benches in there, they sat in there and talked.
Yeah.
They try to, you know, take care of everything and wash and other things.
Yeah.
Take care
of all the world's problems.
Take care of everything.
Right.
And they got nothing done.
Now, why didn't you like the grocery business?
Why?
To combine and...
I can understand.
He's an outdoor person. He'll go out.
More active.
He'll go in at one door and walk the backyard and come in the other door about 20, 25 times a day.
I had another job. A hauling chickens. My father and uncle bought chickens for Swift and Company. Mm-hmm. And me and my brother-in-law, we took care of getting the worker for to catch them and drive. And we drove the truck too.
Mm-hmm.
To Georgetown Delaware. Mm-hmm. Every day except Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday. And on them jobs, I was raising chickens. She had to take care of them. She didn't have to, but she did. I guess you had to.
Yeah, that's more like it.
But anyway, we start out about 10 o'clock nights. And we go anywhere from, down to Port of Exmoor and up in Merle and Ryan. Had four trucks. It took over an hour for to catch the chickens put on the truck. We had to go get the crew to them for to do it. And then the last truck, one of us had to take that last one. We'd take the one before that, we'd take the last one. And we start out, like I said, maybe 10 o'clock at night. We wouldn't get home no more until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe something like that. That was a hard, powerful job.
Yeah.
She had to work. Mm. And she had to do hard work in the chicken house. It was lifting 100-pound bag to eat it once now and then. But we done all that. We made a living and we got by and now we're still here and we're still surviving and praise the Lord, the Social Security will keep coming.
Yeah.
And Medicare stays there.
I know.
that's what we got to look forward to now, Social Security and Medicare, and because that's all we got coming to us, is Social Security. I worked over the base for 8.5 years, worked for contractors. Nothing but Social Security. No
pension.
No federal.
No pension.
And I didn't go into service. I just went in gone. I went for to get in the Coast Guard. Mm-hmm. Went in off with a bunch of boys from here went. They could turn down.
Oh.
And went to Richmond. Mm-hmm. And they turned me down.
Oh.
And it's when they done one for my heart murmur.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's right.
The other one turned me down for all ages and I don't know what else. I mean, it didn't turn me completely down, mm-hmm. but I only had limited military service. And they said, if they call you, you'll only go work around the base if you want to. So.
Well, I don't know who could have worked harder in their life than you, so. I'm sure you could have done that too.
Done what?
Well, in the military, when you have a heart murmur, I know.
Yeah, you know, we tried. My father took me back and off and tried to get him away or anything. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard about
it. I don't want
your early life. Where exactly you were born on the island? Were you born on the island? Your growing up years here on the island? Were you both born on the island?
I was born in Maryland.
Maryland. And you came here when?
A baby.
She was born in Stockton, Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
Stockton, Maryland.
Yeah.
But she moved here, they moved here when
that's her a baby.
Mother was from here. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
My mother was raised back, Russell Street back. My grandmother lived back there. She was 106.
My goodness. That's very amazing.
She was short and she was really something.
She was no bigger than no.
But were you born here on the island?
No.
Grandpa would take a nip of whiskey every once in a while, and she went down to the bars one time and busted them all up and done a mess to them and Carrie Nation sent her a medal.
My mother was 102.
Oh my goodness. She had good genes.
Yeah, 102.
And people work so hard just here on
the farm. Yes. Grandma had 10 kids.
She was born here and she died here.
But I used to walk back down and visit with her.
She must have been, how many grandchildren did she have?
Oh,
too many to count.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they left to go sit back down. She'd tell me things and how she would take one youngin's clothes and remodel them for the next one and stuff like that.
I think people worked every minute. Mm-hmm. Of the day.
Yeah. In those days. Did you go to school? Where was your schooling?
Huh?
Where was your school at that time? Or did you go to school over here?
School.
Yeah.
School. Yeah, I went over here.
Over here when it was, before it was torn down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole time.
Was the high school loaded?
High
there
school
as well?
Was there. I guess the high school, I don't know. I mean, there's no. 1928, say, got me 7 years old for to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I was born in 21, and so I went over to Ireland. See, I was out there before the deal happened. I was old enough to vote and have young ones.
How old were you when you got married?
20. I like one month being 21.
I was one month being 17.
Uh-huh.
We're both born in July.
Yeah. Well, people, that's what people did. I mean, it wasn't unusual. Mm-hmm. My mother got married when she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Been married 70 years.
Wow. That is something.
We pulled through. for 70 years, you know, when two people stay together for 70 years, it's got to be a little bit of something like that.
Right.
See, and it's just like I tell her, it's L-O-V-E. You think about love, how much love is, see?
Yeah.
Just like this house we live in was given to us by love. Her father loving her. Mm. See, we didn't have much. So he built this house. He built it because he loved her. He loved me. They loved me, I think.
I'm sure they did.
He loved her.
Yeah.
It's really obvious. It's just a wonderful story.
Yeah.
Without that, we wouldn't have nothing.
Yeah.
Without Jesus. But it's too late. For He is love.
Well, we should probably
tractor one of those
tractors. Some like up grass?
Yeah. Well, we should probably.
He's cutting grass.
Yes.
I thought maybe he was coming.
I wanted to hear.
I don't know what we said for to help you.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Really?
You're catching all this.
Yes, yeah.
And you're going to play it off here, and somebody else will hear it.
Please
put that floor up and stop it.
It becomes part of the library. In fact, I was just going to say, it becomes part of the library, and people are able to listen to it or read your words. Because everybody wants to, people like the, I'm a tourist originally, but we love Shakopee. We want to hear that history. We want to hear what made this place so special.
I wish that I had written down all the things that my grandmother told me.
I was going to ask you, can you remember one thing that your grandmother told you? Anything or just small thing or anything about her?
Her
daily life. Did she have electricity? She probably didn't have electricity for a long time in her life.
Probably not.
And she lived in the house on Russell Street?
You go down here and then you cut between these two houses and it's a house back there.
Okay.
Back there. Over in that side.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Still there.
I know it's a... It's when you don't write things down.
I think about it. I wish I had written it down so much, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you, Corky, at the beginning, and then we changed. Did you have family on Assateague?
No.
No, you did not. Okay.
No, my mother used to go over and stay once in a while with her uncle.
But they...
He ran the store.
Right.
Over on
Bill Scott's store?
I forgot what his name was now. But anyway, he ran the store over in that village. And she went over and she stayed weekends and stuff like that. And my father, he was courting. He had to take a boat from over to Easter Side and go over and see her when she stayed over. My mother... Mother and father lived out here on Middle Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Just out there right in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Where the gift shop set.
They didn't.
Thread goods.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The gift store.
He told them he was going to marry, and they said, no, they didn't want to get married. They didn't want to get married. He said, I don't care. What you want or not, I'm going to marry them.
Without the parents' blessing, so they did it. But it worked out. It worked out okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both so much. It's been a real joy talking to you. I appreciate your sharing.
My family used in the summertime. They had boats and they went to Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to start with, my father used to bring a passenger boat from Franklin City over here.
Oh.
And he brought mail and he brought passengers. Over and they built this bridge. He had to do something else with his past, my brother.
Right.
So he that was for the Pennsylvania Railroad Company.
Was that to Franklin City? Is that where he lived?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he went up to Lyon City, New Jersey. And crossed that inlet from Dodge to Ocean City, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. He run past us, crossed there. He done it for about 40 years to get it. Over summer, started July the 4th, mm-hmm. and he quit Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And he come home.
Taking tourists on that? Yeah.
He just took passengers from the lower end of Lyon City all the way to that end.
Yeah, okay.
And it's called Longport, his name of that. And he got him to Ocean City, mm-hmm. New Jersey. And he had buses to meet him on that side, had trolleys on Lyon City. So.
Oh.
And he done that for 40 years. And they sold it. In 1941, they sold the boats to another fellow on Shane Teague. Hmm. He lasted 1 year.
Oh, yeah. Well, your father was very enterprising. It sounds like he did a lot of different things.
They were watermen. They were they were boat captains.
Yeah.
The whole family.
Yes.
And some of the best people talk about them today. The younger people go, it's what they heard, you know.
Yeah.
Because they go up and down this coast.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come from Lyon City, they overhaul. They begin to paint their boats and stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you go to Miami, Florida.
Oh, wow.
With them boats and kind of pour this out.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in an old country.
Not
my usual family, but I'm pretty good all through life. They had, during the Depression, everybody had it bad. Because I've been to school a lot of times. My heel would be out of my socks and my neck running down. And you people don't know about it. You bend your socks down, put it under your toes, put your shoes in, go to school with holes in
your
heels.
I know.
Some people had it. They had it. A lot of them had it tough. But we've done good. Been doing good today.
Yeah. Well, you said about being self-reliant, and I think that is a quality of Shinkatig people. You had to be self-reliant here. You had to depend on yourself a lot, I think, if you grew up here in earlier days, because it was isolated.
Mm-hmm.
You had to know how to do things.
Well, I've done all kinds of work.
Yeah,
I've been in the carpenter business. I've been in trucking business.
Yeah.
And I've been in boats with my father.
Mm-hmm. Raising chickens. Grocery store.
Everything. Do you remember a time when boats would come from Wishart Point? Do you remember a time when they would come in from Wishart Point, ferries?
They had a man come from Wishart Point. Yeah.
Very few people remember that.
There was his name was Al Jesper. He couldn't run that boat. My father run the black boat. She was called the black boat from Lyon City.
And I heard also that perhaps that's the boat then. There was a south dock. The Wishart Point,
yeah.
Came to? Were there two docks over here?
Two docks?
Were there? I don't know.
There's a whole...
Okay.
This whole side of the channel was head docks.
Head docks, yeah. Okay.
I think they had a big hotel down in Tyne, a lot of hotel, and the boat stopped in front of that.
Mm-hmm. What was your father's, can you remember the name of your father's ferry boat?
Ferry boat was the Manzanita.
Manzanita?
You see pictures of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fly.
Oh, yes.
that's a famous
boat.
Very famous.
That was his boat.
What?
That was his ferry boat?
Yeah.
Going back, yeah. And can you remember, you remember Killick Shoals when it was operating, I guess. The Killick Shoals Lighthouse?
Killick
Shoals, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember Dr. Nido too, it was a time.
I wish I could have seen that.
It was a pretty building on there.
I've seen the model of it.
Well,
I wish they'd kept it.
The neighborhood I lived in, a man took care of it.
Hmm.
I mean, he didn't stay there, but he just took care of giant stuff and doing stuff. They're cheaper, right? Or they had stay to it.
Yeah.
And I've been out with him a long time, talking before in the lawyer.
Oh, have you?
It was, I don't know why they tore it down, but I guess it cost too much money maybe to operate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, the boats used to go, just like the lane, they go up here where the bridge is now, and they would turn and go out around that lawyer house.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would go up towards the north, maybe, a mall, and it was another beacon, we call it.
Oh.
Go around that beacon, and then go to find the city.
I see.
I've been with them.
How long did it take?
Oh, I don't know. See, boats weren't too fast.
Yeah.
And they weren't too long, but it's... Yeah, I used to go on the, he had a passenger boat named Colonel. He bought her, the Manzanita, he went to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He trained her for this big passenger boat. I had a picture of it on the wall.
The Colonel?
She took it down and put that other picture on the wall. And I didn't want to take it down. No. This was a big double deck boat. And they used her in Atlantic City a long time too.
Mm-hmm.
But she brought up in Atlantic City.
Oh.
She had a load of passengers. She just started waiting to dock and just started going ways. I was about 7 years old. I don't know. I was playing on the beach, not the ocean beach, but the inside beach.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just pulled off away from the dock with a little passion, and I looked at her. Smoke was just pouring right out of her.
Wow.
She bombed right down, threw down right down into the water.
Gosh, did everybody get off?
Yeah.
What caused it?
My uncle took another boat.
Oh, my gosh. What caused the fire, did they know?
Yeah, it was the engine backfired. I guess some gas down in the bottom down. But boy, he loved that boat. He cried. She was pretty
sure. Probably didn't have insurance.
No. Mm-hmm. I remember him crying and all over that.
Yeah.
You know, he was,
that was a sight to see for a little boy. For you.
Yeah, I remember it very well. I can remember about Atlantic City. What went on up there, the work I done up there with them. I can remember more about that than I can anything else. It's a funny thing, I don't know why.
And what age were you then?
Huh?
What age were you then, this time that you remember so well? What was your age then?
Age. How old were you?
How old? Me? When I worked up there, I was around 16.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In 1931, I fell down on it, in a hole into it, and I broke my hip. I don't remember that. The yellow boat had gone up, then got a different boat, and I started a little while after that. Seemed like there was no time after that. I started working up on it. I was a mate.
Well, you have.
I done that for long, though, 4 or 5 years, and they sold out. I come home. I got hungry with that.
It was a mess.
Well, you two are something.
I just sit back and let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's just like that one word I told you. That's it. Mm-hmm. And patience.
Yes.
She's had a lot of patience.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. Patience is important, right?
Yeah, many a time I could make sure the whole scene was cold.
Oh, our husbands always say that.
But,
well,
we've been all right till right here late, and when you get old,
yes.
When you get old, you can't do nothing. You can't get out and walk.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nothing you can do about it. You're here, and you got to stay here until you die. You can't kill yourself. You can, but you go to hell. Mm-hmm. And I certainly don't want to do that.
Not after life. The good life you've had.
Right. Do you still have friends? I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I'm sure
you
do.
Sometimes he'll go up McDonald's or he'll go down to the harbor and sit.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That's a relief.
Yeah.
See, we used to take a few trips. But, we'd go to Williamsburg twice a year.
Oh.
We go to Pennsylvania, the Amish country.
Oh, yes, we love that.
Twice a year. Then we go to Atlantic City once in a while.
Oh.
And we've been to Florida a couple times.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And we take some trips right now for the last, 10, 12 years since she had that heart attack. Anyway, we've not been to Williamsburg or Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm.
Do you have children?
Two
boys. Uh-huh. But we talked about them at the beginning, I guess. Did they both moved away?
No.
Oh, they're here. Mm. Oh, okay, excuse me.
One's retired from the wildlife. And his wife, he lost his wife to cancer.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And she worked over there, too. Mm-hmm. Now his daughter works over there.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is he at the refuge? Is where she works?
Uh-huh. Over to the wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, he can't do much. He got run over by a big, backhoe or something, and hurt his legs real bad, and they had to fly him to up in Maryland to hospital up in there. Thought he was going to lose his leg, but he doesn't, but he has problems.
Mm-hmm. Gee, I'm sorry.
But good as gold, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
They're real good boys.
It's pretty nice that they live here.
Mm-hmm.
One of them.
Come every day.
Aw.
One of them's about 70, the other one's about 65.
What's your birth date, Corky?
July 25th.
Call
it a present.
1921.
Yeah.
1921.
July
25th. Yeah.
Okay.
I said, this year come right on, Tony Penny.
Oh, yeah. Well, we should go. Thank you so much. It's really been lovely to meet you.
Nice to have you.
Thank you. Thank you really for giving us your time.
There's one bit of business that I was supposed to do in the beginning,
I just hope, I'd like for you to learn a little something, but I don't know what I've told you.
Oh.
But I know about hope that them tapes is going blank.
Well, I'm going to come over and turn it off right now.
Assuming they're not blank.